Hey y'all, hey, welcome to Such a Lady, and I'm your host Siobhan. If you are new tuning in, get comfortable, crank up the volume, and listen while I tell you all about women who do the craziest things for love. To my sals, thanks for coming back each week. I love you guys and I appreciate you. Our Galentine's Day box got shipped. I absolutely hope that you love it when you receive it. Listen, the giveaways are so hard because I want to give away more. I want to give and give and give, but I ain't got. Do that make sense? Yeah. So I always be like, dang, I wish it's missing something. But just know it's from the heart. And we'll have more giveaways to come. I absolutely love shopping for you ladies. I do. So I'm excited about that. So stay tuned. This week's Such a Lady of the Week is Mia Hall, aka Miami Shelley 88. Thank you for being our Such a Lady of the Week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for trusting us. And just being so awesome. We love you. But now to the toxic. Let's get to it. This week's story is one that is all too familiar. It's about greed. That's usually what it boils down to. That's pretty much what it is. Nancy Narcy. This name is gonna mess me up, because why would you just not name your daughter Nancy? Why would you name her Narcy? Well, really, her name was Narcista. So first of all, it's like you knew that she was finna be acting a fool, because that's real close to narcissist. That's what I'm gonna say. But okay, it's too early in the story, Siobhan. All right, let me slow down. Narcy Novak was born in Ecuador and worked as a stripper. While working, she met and ended up falling for Ben Novak Jr. At the time she was dancing for Ben, I'm sure she suspected that he had money, but I bet she never imagined that he was the only, you know, heir to the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. Now, Ben, by the time Ben met Narcy, the hotel had declared bankruptcy, and the name still held its weight. Like, you know what I mean? People still knew what the hotel was. They knew that Ben's dad was the person who built the hotel, and he managed and owned it for years. So even though it wasn't, you know, in his name, it wasn't still in their family, like, they could still walk around and say, hey, that's us, if that makes sense. I looked it up, and if you, like myself, did not know the hotel that Ben's family once owned, it is the hotel that the Bodyguard, Scarface, and the majority of Police Academy 5 movies, and a lot of other big movies, use that hotel. Now, although Ben Jr.'s father no longer owned the hotel, Ben did well in his own right. But growing up, he didn't have no friends, because he was always around rich people, and like presidents and celebrities. So he felt like, who are you talking to? Like, he was entitled. Like, if entitled was a person, it would be Ben Jr. Ben was said to be mean, a brat, a bully, just a spoiled rich kid. And apparently it didn't bother Ben that folks didn't care too much for him. He was unbothered. He had his money, he had his mama, and he had Batman. Ben was obsessed with Batman and would go on to be the second largest Batman memorabilia collector in the world. The man had a life-size Batmobile that he drove around, y'all. I'm not gonna play with him. Folks just be having money and doing stuff. You know what I mean? You just out here buying Batmobiles. Yeah, I don't even know. Where would you go to buy one? When Ben brought Narcy home to meet his family. It's said that Ben's mom, Bernice, said, "Are you paying her by the hour?" Like, can you imagine? Can you really imagine getting all dressed up to meet your man's mama and she thinks that you're a stripper? And even though you used to be a stripper, that doesn't mean that you need folks bringing up your past. Like, you didn't come here for that. That ain't why you here. You here so that you can meet his mama. And she's talking about what you paying by the hour. That had to be embarrassing. Bernice didn't care. And this would not help the mother daughter in love relationship that was never ever going to happen. Bernice didn't care and Narcy didn't care. But just because Bernice didn't approve of Narcy, Ben did. And Ben did what he wanted to do, because that's just what Ben did. And Ben wanted to marry Narcy. I'm not sure if he would still want to marry her if he knew some of the stuff that she was capable of. But he didn't, and he jumped in head first. Ben and Narcy would remain married for years, even though they probably should have left each other years before. Like, some marriages, I mean, I'm all for staying together. All for staying together. But if it ain't working and y'all abusing each other and it's just toxic and y'all try to get help, maybe it's best that y'all should leave each other alone, because maybe y'all shouldn't have got together in the first place. And I think that was the case with Ben and Narcy. The couple was known to have these outlandish fights. Narcy said that Ben was rough in bed and out of bed, and not to mention his obsession with Batman. Then Narcy said that Ben was a cheater on top of that. So we have this grown man in Batman draws driving around in a Batmobile cheating on you, but you stayed. Okay. Narcy was in love with Ben's money. I'm convinced that money will make people agree to do to agree to some strange things. Because he probably had Narcy in Batman lingerie. Do y'all hear me? He probably did. And she probably loved it, okay? Because that's where the money resided. So she was happy. Oh my goodness. There was one incident that stood out when Ben was kidnapped and held at gunpoint until the police arrived. Once the ordeal was over, it was found that $370,000 of cash and material had been stolen. Now, the question is, who would want to kidnap Ben? Right, none other than his wife, Narcy. She had hired several gunmen to bound and gag her husband. Narcy said it was like sex related, something that, you know, she thought that would turn him on. It was weird. It was just weird. But Ben was pissed, because in what world is that ever okay? Like, when is that ever okay to have your mate tied up? Never, in no world. That man was probably scared to death, and you thinking about sex, or you thinking it's funny. Ben said, nope, I'm gonna leave you your crazy tail right where you live at, right here. I'm gonna leave you right here. Now, Ben did not report Narcy for the crazy kidnapping scheme. And if it was a joke, where the hell was my money and my stuff at that they took? Like, it's not a joke until I get my stuff back. Until then, nobody better crack a smile. Like, nobody better smile. And Ben was serious. He was. He went and filed for a divorce. Narcy convinced him to stay. Now, it's said that Narcy liked to practice in voodoo. And I'm not sure if she practiced a staying spell, but Ben decided to stay and he was going to keep cheating. Right. Makes no sense at all. This time, though, Ben really liked his side piece. He did. Her name was Rebecca Bliss, and she was an ex-porn star slash prostitute. Ben kind of had a type, didn't he? He did. Nancy found out about Rebecca and she was pissed that Ben had started out paying for sex with Rebecca. Now he started out paying for sex, but now he was funding Rebecca's lifestyle. And Narcy could feel the heat. She was hot. When Narcy and Ben got married, Narcy already had a daughter named May. May and Ben would eventually become close over the years that the two were married. And even she said she suspected that Ben was having an affair and her mother was not happy about it. Because Ben wasn't just having sex. He was having conversations with this lady, taking her on trips, telling her he loved her. And he even moved her from Miami to a condo in Fort Lauderdale. So he wasn't just having sex. This was a whole relationship. Narcy was so mad she had to see this for herself. She did. Homegirl went over there on some Shirley. This is Barbara stuff. That's what she did. She was like, listen, homegirl, let's talk. Now, Ben's mistress was just as smart as Narcy, because when Ben came to save her, she knew how to act. And that's exactly how Rebecca did, because she told Narcy where she could go and how fast she could get there. To which Narcy replied, that's fine. If I can't have them, no one can. Now, when somebody say that, kind of scary. Like, what do you mean can't nobody have me? Like, nobody, like I'm dead nobody, like I'm unalive nobody. I don't know, but that's what she said. I don't believe Narcy was in love and was so hurt by Ben's affair. Heck, he had cheated before. I think she was mad that this time it was serious. Ben was talking about divorce, and although he was rich, Narcy wasn't. Narcy was rich by association. Due to a prenup that was signed, if Ben walked, Narcy would get about $65,000. What was Narcy going to do with chump change? What was she going to do with that? Nothing, and she knew it. Ben had the upper hand and he no longer wanted to participate in Narcy's shenanigans. This time, Narcy could not talk Ben off the ledge. He was adamant about getting a divorce. Ben was ready to ride off into the sunset with his new boo on the new Batmobile. You know, they, first of all, what do you say? Come get in my Batmobile. That's crazy. But first, he needed to get rid of Narcy. Before he could focus on that, he had to make sure his money was right. Now, although Ben didn't own the hotel, he was over the Amway conventions. Do y'all remember Amway? Sorry, y'all, I'm getting over a cold. Do y'all remember the Amway? Okay, so that's what Ben was over. And he made good money doing that. Not as good as his father did, but he made enough to take care of his wife and a couple of other people. Rebecca, not to name no names. Hell, I can barely take care of myself, okay? That's why I don't invite nobody into my life, because I don't need anybody thinking that I'm going to be able to do that. I got about one brunch, maybe two breakfasts left in me. And after that, your girl is broke. So I can't offer to take care of anyone. But Batmobile Ben, yeah, he could do that. And he did for a while. There was this major Amway convention that Ben had to attend. And he took Narcy and her daughter, May, along on the trip. I'm not sure if Ben wanted them to come because he was used to them coming, or if he was grieving from the loss of his mother a couple of months earlier, who passed away due to complications from falling. Whatever the reason, the family was there and things seemed to be going fine until Narcy left the hotel room, only to come back to find her husband dead in the penthouse suite at the Hilton Hotel. Ben had been bound with duct tape and his eyes were gouged out. The police said it appeared that he had been hit with an object as well. One reporter would go on to say that Ben's eyelids slid out of his eyes like grapes. His eyes slid out like grapes. That's disgusting. Oh my gosh. The crime scene was horrible, and the police had no clue who would do something so grotesque, especially at such a prestigious hotel with so many people there. Because remember, there was a convention going on. Narcy told the police that she thought that it was a robbery gone wrong, but the police didn't think that was the case because there were items left that a robber would absolutely have taken. When the police began their own investigation, they realized that Ben was indeed having an affair and ready to end it all with Narcy. And that would leave Narcy with the $65,000. Listen, I'm not going to lie. I'd take $6,500 if it meant I kept my peace and stayed out of jail. I'm just saying. But Narcy said she had stripped way too hard to be left with a measly $65,000. That was not going to be okay. And if Ben wanted to leave, he could, but he was going to leave her everything. And it would be on Narcy's terms. A little over a year later, Ben was murdered, the police ended up arresting Narcy for his murder, along with her brother. Once the police realized just how far Narcy was willing to go to get a hold of Ben's estate, they started looking at Bernice's death and realized that she didn't die from a fall. That wasn't at all what happened. She was murdered. And I'm not sure why they didn't look into that at first, look a little deeper, but maybe it was just because she was older. But the bruises were bad. And Narcy's brother was ready to testify against her. He was like, listen, okay, well, I mean, if I'm caught, I might as well, you know, just go ahead and tell on the person who put this whole thing into motion. Narcy, in a last-ditch effort, tries to blame the murders on her daughter, May. Right. If Bernice and Ben were gone and Narcy was in jail, the next person in line to get the money was who? May. Right. Narcy was a piece of work. She absolutely was. She probably would have blamed me if I was there. She probably would have. She probably would have been like, you know what? Siobhan did it. She did. If he was gone and she was gone, and then she married my cousin Bob, and then she was second removed, Siobhan would be. Yep, Siobhan did it. She was like, who blames their kid for, you know, murder? You just gonna let her go to jail? Okay. Narcy was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. So Narcy didn't get the millions or the $65,000. It's just like when hustling goes wrong one-on-one. Like, what not to do? I guess Nancy was telling the truth when she said that if she couldn't have Ben, no one else could. And that's really sad because she could have walked away with her $65,000 and went on about her business. She could have started a business. She could have invested in something. All those years she was married to Ben, what was she doing? I know she wasn't just over there watching him watch Batman. I just know she wasn't. Like, what are we doing when we're... I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's great if you're a housewife. I think that that is a job in itself. But it scares me because if you don't have anything in place, then you can run the risk of that person leaving and you're in a bad spot because you trusted them. And there's nothing wrong with you trusting them, but what happens when they switch up? If they switch up, that's crazy. I don't know. But Narcy could have went and invested that money. She could have went and got her a nice little condo somewhere and retired. I don't know. if you can retire from stripping. Listen, it's a lot to unpack here, but right now she ain't got to worry about none of that because she in jail and that's where she gonna be. Rest in peace to Batman Ben. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Such a Lady. I absolutely adore you guys. If you are in a toxic relationship and you are ready to get out, you've been looking for a sign, you want more for yourself, you can always reach out to us here at Such a Lady. Or if you don't want us in your business, you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. If you are the toxic and you woke up this morning and you said, hey, look, I don't want to do that no more. Or you decided that a long time ago, you don't want to be toxic no more, but you don't know how to not be. You can always reach out to us. We can get you in touch with the people who can help you. Or you can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline as well. We just want you to choose you because unfortunately, no one else can do it for you. Remember, guys, I love you. Don't forget to be great on purpose. If your morning started off bad, don't milk it. Don't let a bad moment turn into a bad day. It's not worth it. Take a deep breath, let it out, and be great on purpose. That's all I'm saying. In the meantime, in between time, meet me over there on our socials, SuchALady30 on Instagram and SuchALady on Facebook. I will meet you guys here. Same toxic time, same toxic place. I love you guys. Bye.